NEAT exposes six people responsible for trying to cover up Joe Biden's health. By Wendell Hasebo on January 18, 2025. Six key people knew of President Joe Biden's condition for years and tried to cover it up, the New York Times reported Friday. The establishment media tried for years to help the president appear able to lead the nation. But now that Biden is set to retire from office, some in the media are beginning to expose those who worked behind the scenes to cover up the state of Biden's health. The six key people who covered up Biden's health situation were, according to The Times, Katie Rogers, Adam Entos, Maggie Haberman, and Carl Hulse. First Lady Jill Biden. Hunter Biden. Mike Donilon, the president's longtime strategist. Steve Ricchetti, the president's lawyer. Annie Tomasini, the deputy chief of staff. Anthony Bernal, the First Lady's most senior aide. Many, if not all, of those named in the report still claim Biden is fit to serve. I mean, today, I think he has a full schedule, Jill Biden recently told The Washington Post. He started early with interviews and briefings, and it just keeps going. We can get through it, Ricchetti reportedly told lawmakers about Biden's health before he stepped aside as a candidate. We think our allies on the Hill are wrong. The Times reported on the cover-up. The people closest to President Biden were well aware that he had changed. He talked more slowly than he had just a few years before. Needed to hoist himself out of his seat in the presidential limousine and walked with a halting gait. The president's acknowledgement has put a new spotlight on his family and inner circle, all of whom dismissed concerns from voters and Mr. Biden's own party that he was too old for the job. And yet they recognized his physical frailty to a greater degree than they have publicly acknowledged. Then they cooperated, according to interviews with more than two dozen aides, allies, lawmakers and donors, to manage his decline. They rearranged meetings to make sure Mr. Biden was in a better mood. A strategy one person close to him described as how aides should handle any president. At times, they delayed sharing information with him, including negative polling data, as they debated the best way to frame it. They surrounded him with aides when he walked from the White House to the waiting presidential helicopter on the South Lawn so that news cameras could not capture his awkward bearing. The Times's report is corroborated. Biden's aide successfully covered up his health until he stepped into the spotlight for July's debate, according to Wall Street Journal interviews with nearly 50 people, including many who had direct knowledge of the operation. Interviews conducted by the Journal reveal Biden's aides protected the diminished president from cabinet members, donors, pollsters, and top Democrat lawmakers, who might have undermined the aides' directives. Biden's aides reportedly excluded negative stories about the president in his daily news clips, including negative polling about his 2024 campaign. Those closest to the president took the following actions to cover up Biden's health, the Journal reported. Adjusted the presidential schedule, starting at the beginning of his term, due to Biden's advanced age. Limited Biden's schedule because he became tired if meetings went long, causing him to make mistakes. Told visitors to keep meetings focused, including meetings with senior Democrat lawmakers and some cabinet members. Excluded negative stories about the president from his daily news clips, including negative polling about his 2024 campaign. Implemented greater than normal controls over who Biden spoke with, what they said to him. Limited the sources of information he consumed. Gave Biden great assistance at public events, which was characterized as hand-holding unlike other recent presidents have had. Allowed Biden to start his day later in the morning, since Biden has never been at his best first thing. Handled things in such a way that, at least one cabinet member stopped requesting calls with the president, because it was clear that such requests wouldn't be welcome. Dictated agency decisions and expected cabinet agencies to carry them out. Fielded concerns from cabinet members, who are mostly not allowed to take their concerns directly to the president. Tried to protect the president, who couldn't recall lines that his team had previously discussed with him during meetings. Prevented the press, donors, and stakeholders in Biden's campaign from direct contact with the president. Often repeated basic instructions to him, such as where to enter or exit a stage. Looked for a voice coach to improve the president's fading warble. Many Republicans believed Biden was in poor health for years. The speculation, based on visual evidence, appear to be confirmed when special counsel Robert Hur characterized Biden in February 2024 as an elderly man with a poor memory. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.